This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20. It says there, "For what credit is there if when you sin and harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if you, when you do what is right and suffer for it patiently and endure it, this finds favor with God." End of quote. Rumi, a Persian poet born 870 years ago, said this, "The hurt you embrace becomes joy." When you think about it, mistreating another human being is somewhat equal to digging one's own grave, especially when we do this to the most vulnerable in our society, children and old and weaker people. However, don't we know we live in a world where people mistreat and hurt the weak on an ongoing basis? What else can a world tainted by sin offer to people? Our today's insight teaches something unique and special to remember in our daily life. When we behave and act badly, then as a result, when we get harsh treatment for our behavior and action, is there any credit even if we endure the punishment with patience? No, not really. However, think the opposite way. When you do what is right and then end up suffering for it, and if you patiently endure it, guess what the Bible says? You find favor with God. Other translations say you are commendable before God. Suppose the Queen of England or the President of the United States commend to you for something good you have done. How do you feel, and what does that mean to you? So now think about the King of the Kings, Lord of Lords, the Creator God who rules over all on this planet Earth and the whole universe, spotted you and praised you. The translation we use today says finds favor with God. If you are spotted, praised by God and got favor with Him, don't you agree you are up to a higher reward and promotion from the hands of the Lord? Yes, for sure. I don't know what that promotion is going to look like. However, it will be a high reward in this life and afterlife in heaven based on the promise of God. Matthew 19:29 and Luke 18:29. May you allow the words of the Lord to go deep into your discouraged, fainted and wounded heart now. Listen, "But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." End of quote. The Lord in heaven and His angels stand up and give honor to that man or woman. Remember the incident of the martyrdom of Stephen. When they heard these things from him, the people gnashed at him with their teeth. However, Stephen, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, looked at heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, ready to receive Stephen with honor and applause. Stephen was immediately promoted to glory in heaven. They stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." That's what he said. He knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." Also, when he had said this, he fell asleep. Acts 7:54-60. They could kill his body, but they could never kill his spirit. He was promoted to glory in heaven right in the presence of the Lord. Remember the words of Jesus Christ. He said this, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would have loved you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." End of quote. John 15:18. If the perfect God-man, the Son of God, was hated by this world and suffered in the hands of sinful and wicked people, then what about us, imperfect, weak, who tried to follow the footsteps of Him? Bible reminds us in Hebrews 12:3, "Consider Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." End of quote. Don't you know Christ's suffering was not the final chapter of His life? It was the beginning of a new chapter of worldwide blessing coming to all the families of the earth according to the Abrahamic covenant God made in Genesis 12. Stephen's suffering was not the final chapter either. A more powerful soldier for Christ, Apostle Paul, was the result. Though he supported the stoning and murder of Stephen, Saul, who was called Paul later, turned around and began the work that Stephen left off. Our suffering is not the final chapter of our life either. In God's economy, per our Bible verse today, when we do what is right and suffer for it patiently, it finds favor in the sight of the Lord, and a high reward and promotion would be the outcome. The quotation of Rumi is partially correct. The hurt you embrace becomes joy. However, it becomes joy only because God's Holy Spirit indwells in the child of God. And secondly, God is faithful in supporting and rewarding us when we face such painful and most heartbreaking times. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, please grant me the strength and power to do what is right in your sight. Weak as I am, I need your help to do this, Lord. Also, Lord, please give me the divine patience to endure the sufferings. I know Jesus is a perfect example to follow in this matter. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me and reward me with your love. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.